So we have Mike Hamersky calling in from Warsaw. You wrote you could actually sample, mix and loop the sounds of the environment.
I was coming back from a party where they played techno music, and I went down by the lake in Zurich to sit down because it was a nice day. And I don't know, it just I was able to take sounds that I was hearing in the environment, but even very small sounds, and take them, loop them, and mix them together. So really like in a DAW, or you know, an application for making music. And that lasted for a few hours because it was fun.
You were like at the same time imagining sound and hearing sound, so you could mix them all together.
I wasn't imagining sounds. I was just my consciousness was picking sounds out of the environment, cutting them out from the whole, and then I could process this audio, so I could loop it. I could then take another sound, and I was composing in my head with sounds from my environment. That's only ever happened once. So it was funny because, you know, some of the sounds, I didn't know where they were coming from. Suddenly they would appear. I would go like, oh, wow, this is interesting. I would fit it into my mix. And then I would try and, you know, look around to see. And since it was, I guess, a Saturday or a Sunday morning in the summer down by the lake, it was, you know, it was sometimes hard to find where the sound was coming from. And as I wrote to you, that there was this one sort of tak-a-tak, tak-a-tak sound. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And then a few hundred meters, I saw there was this little kid on a tricycle going over a wooden bridge. And it was the sound his wheels were making when he was going over this wooden footbridge. There were other things like that, you know, just where I could really focus in on the sound. I could isolate it. I could put it in the mix, and I could then, you know, like you do when you make music, basically, but all in my head. And I would love to know what the exact chemical composition is to get to that state of mind, because it would revolutionize software.
And have you been under the influence of some kind of chemistry?
Yes. I'm not sure what. It's probably mushrooms, a bit of MDMA, and possibly some amphetamine. So, kind of cocktail. There was one thing which was quite interesting as well, was that I could zoom with my eyes. And the more I zoomed on things, the more things would pixelate. And I was trying to test it, you know, how far I could go, because usually I see about 10 meters in front of me because, you know, I'm short-sighted, so I can't see 500 meters in the distance. Or I see forms. I can't see details. And, for instance, I was fixing on this sign, and, you know, I zoomed and it pixelated. So it was really like blowing up a photograph. So I guess that was part of the overall experience, you know, that I could take things, isolate them, and sort of process them differently than our consciousness does in a normal state. Because usually what happens with consciousness is basically we filter most things out because there's just too much information around us in many forms. And in this state, I was really able, you know, to like take things and reassemble them in different ways. But that's only happened that one time.
Otherwise, you never had any like audio hallucinations.
I suppose we all do. I have voices in my head, but they're not external voices from me. It's like parts of me talking to other parts of me. It's the way I've always seen it. So it's not, you know, oh my God, I'm freaking out, I'm going insane. It's just, you know, you're having an internal conversation, and usually well, there's different ways you can do it, but I just think it's part of our many different cells that try to, talk to each other. But sometimes I'm thinking something, And, you know, one part of me butts in and says, you stupid fucking asshole, what the fuck are you doing? I've had that since I'm small, and I don't find that threatening. I've always assumed everyone has that to a degree. The older I get, yeah, the less sure I am of that. But, you know, at least for me, it's very normal. I've never been freaked out by things like this, you know.
Do you every once in a while get some music in your head, and what's the difference to the real outer sound phenomena?
Yeah, there's things that get into my head, and they can be stupid things. Well, the big difference, I would say, is that if you're listening to music in your head, it's not physical. If you're listening to, you know, 10,000 watts on a club PA, or 20,000 or whatever it is now, then, you know, it's hugely physical. If you're listening in your head, it's not physical. It's like, you know, it's like the difference between listening to a song on YouTube in what, 192 kbps and you know, listening on a good stereo. You don't have this physical effect of sound.